Well, hello again. I'm Zach, and this is Red Rock Mysteries.
I'm Ashley.
And this is my little brother, Bryce.
Hey.
By 57 seconds. It's not much, but it counts.
Our dad.
He died. We've got a stepfather now, and he's really nice.
Sam's not a Christian.
But that's okay. We're praying for him. Mom brought us to Colorado from Illinois. Now we're moving to a new city, Red Rock.
Still no score in the game.
Bryce, they're not going to win. You know that, right?
Season's young, Ashley.
Why don't you root for Colorado? Switch teams. It's been how many years since we left Chicago?
I can't switch. Chicago's in my blood. Always will be. Remember when Dad used to take
it? Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Aw, too bad.
You gotta be loyal to your team.
Maybe you could solve the mystery.
And what mystery is that?
Why it's taken 100 years for your team to win a World Series.
Hey, any team can have a bad century. Or two. You gonna get that?
Why would Mrs. Watson be
calling?
Hello, Timberlines. Mrs. Watson, is that you? Bryce, turn the volume down. I can't hear her.
What's going on?
Ashley, is your father there?
Mrs. Watson, is that you?
Yes. I think someone's in my house.
Inside your house? You have to get out of there.
What's wrong?
Somebody's in Mrs. Watson's house.
Have her call 911 and tell her we'll be right there.
Okay. Mrs. Watson, hang up and call 911. Bryce and I are on our way, okay?
Peanuts is going crazy. I can't keep him quiet.
Mrs. Watson, hang up and call 911.
Something's wrong, Ashley. Something's terribly.
What is it? Mrs. Watson?
What happened?
The line went dead. Bryce, she's in trouble.
Stick around. We'll see what happens next.
I'm so glad you two are here. Oh, my heart's still beating like a hummingbird's.
What happened?
I walked in the house and Peanuts got agitated. I thought he was hungry. And then I heard something at the other side of the house.
He's still shaking.
I'll take a look around.
Be careful, Bryce. So you went away for the weekend?
Yeah. I drove up to my brother's on Friday. He lives in Laramie. Beautiful house. Laramie is just a whole different world. You know,
We
had a wonderful time, but his wife made corn chili that didn't particularly agree with me.
And you got home today?
Right. And from the minute we got out of the car, Peanuts was a ball of nerves.
Well, did you notice anything strange when you got back?
Not really.
A car parked nearby?
Not that I recall.
And you went to the barn after the line was dead?
Right. I felt safer there. And then, thank goodness, I heard you two.
You didn't call 911?
I couldn't. Not with the phone dead.
We have to see about getting you a cell phone. You know, for emergencies.
The phone line at the side of the house was cut.
Did you look inside?
I looked in the window. The television and everything is still there. We should go have a look.
That dark spot on the carpet was not there when I left.
Well, there's a couple of them. Over here, too. The police will check that out.
Anything missing or out of place in your room?
I'll check.
What do you think?
I don't know. Everything looks okay. It could just be her imagination.
Oh!
Mrs. Watson, what's wrong?
My mother's brooch. She gave it to me when I was young, just before she died. Oh. Why would anybody steal it?
Well, is there any way you could have misplaced it?
I've kept it right in here for years. The very top drawer.
Is anything else missing?
Oh, the diamond necklace my husband gave me. It was our 25th anniversary. Oh, his ring. Oh, they've taken Carl's wedding ring.
Oh. Bryce, look. The bedroom door has a black smudge on it. Just like the carpet in the living room. Was it there before Mrs. Watson?
No. I keep things nice and tidy in here. Why would anybody do this?
Well, I'd rather you'd stayed outside until we got here, but I understand your curiosity. Now, who else has a key to the house, ma'am?
Well, there's Sam Timberline. That's Bryce's and Ashley's dad.
The stepdad.
Yes, and then there's my paper delivery man, Hank Crenshaw.
Do you have any reason to suspect?
Hank? No, he would never do something like this.
Crenshaw. Is that with a K or a C?
K. He lives up the mountain road a ways. My husband knew him. It can't be him.
Well, no sign of forced entry. The phone line was cut, and these smudges, they don't tell us a whole lot. We'll do our best, ma'am.
You don't think you can find my things?
I'm not real optimistic. I'll put it that way. This is for your insurance.
I don't want money. I want my things back.
I understand, ma'am.
Well, who knew when I went to my...
Bryce, the paper delivery guy has a key. His name is Hank Crenshaw.
I know a Crenshaw. He's in band with us.
The little guy? Plays the tuba?
Yeah. Toby, let's take a ride over there. Timberline? What are you two doing here? We're in the neighborhood.
Hey, Toby.
Hi, Ashley.
Thought we'd stop by. Is your dad at home?
Yeah, but he's asleep.
This late in the day?
He flips papers real early. Plus, he has a regular job. Sunday's his day to kind of sleep in.
I hope he has earplugs.
What do you need?
Nothing, really. No, wait. What time is his paper route over?
Early. He's done by 6 or 7 on the weekends.
And when did he get in today?
I don't know. He was late. Maybe an hour ago? Why?
Oh, no reason. We're just curious.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to go inside. See you guys at school.
Bye, Toby.
See ya.
Do you think Crenshaw did it?
He knew Mrs. Watson was away. He had a key to her house. And he was late coming home.
I don't know. It fits, but maybe whoever took the stuff didn't have a key.
The police said no forced entry.
How long has Mrs. Watson's husband been gone?
I don't know, since before we got here. Maybe 5 years? Why?
Maybe her husband gave a key to someone and never told her.
Ashley! It's good to see you. I'll bet it was hard to get up on your first day back from your trip.
How was it? You went to Minnesota, right?
Yeah, it was a wedding. It was fun, I guess. We got to see the Mall of America. But when we got back last night, a bunch of our stuff was missing.
What do you mean?
At our house. They stole my dad's new tablet, my mom's Mac.
That's crazy. You know Mrs. Watson, right? A bunch of her stuff went missing while she was out of town. No real evidence to catch anyone.
No sign of a break-in?
Not that they could tell.
We have a whole in-house security system. If anybody tries to get in without a key, an alarm goes off, and the security company is notified.
And it never went off?
No.
Does anyone else have a key?
Only our next-door neighbor.
Wait, do you guys get the Colorado Springs paper?
Yeah.
Delivered?
Uh-huh. Except for this weekend. My dad called and said we'd be away.
Well, Bryce, I commend you for trying to help out your friend. I guess if I were Mrs. Watson, I'd check pawn shops. They're all over Denver and Colorado Springs, even one in Red Rock.
Pawn shop? And what do they have to do with house burglaries?
Pawn shops are where people take jewelry and other valuables to trade or sell. I've bought some very good used instruments. The pawn shop owner pays as little as possible so he can make a profit by reselling the items. So people are usually pretty desperate when they sell there.
Desperate like thieves?
Pawn shop owners aren't supposed to buy stolen items, but I'm sure it happens.
And there's one in Red Rock.
Johnny's Pawn and Deli.
Deli? Do people go there to sell their old food, too?
You're funny. All the best in your investigation. Now, take a seat. Now I know everyone's excited about our concert tomorrow night. Let's work on the first piece.
Hey, Toby. How's your dad?
Okay, I guess. Kind of skittish after the police came by. What did you want to talk to him about?
Oh, just a question about his route.
Are you thinking about throwing papers?
I don't know. Sounds pretty hard getting up that early.
Works okay for my dad. Helped him buy a new scanner.
A scanner?
Yeah, you know. You can hear police and fire station calls on it. He keeps it in his truck.
So, Ashley, first chair, huh? And just in time for our concert. Don't you feel lucky?
Look, I wasn't trying to beat you, Denise.
I can request a challenge, you know. That's how it works. Just not until after the concert.
Denise, don't blame me. I just did my best, and Mr. Scarberry...
Don't bring him into this. You tried to knock me out of first chair on purpose. I'll get you back. I swear.
Is this Johnny?
You got him.
I was wondering if you had any new jewelry. I'm looking for a brooch and a wedding ring.
Kid, I got a case full of stuff. You getting married?
No, but...
Just come on in and I'll show you the whole shooting match.
But have you gotten anything in the last few days? Any old stuff?
I get stuff all the time. Look, I'm with a customer, kid. Pastrami on rye? Yeah. Come in whenever. You can look all you want.
Okay, one more thing.
Yeah?
Mr. Crenshaw, the paper delivery guy. Does he sell you stuff?
And, why do you want to know?
I was, wondering about the scanner he got.
Tell you about that beauty, did he? I could get another if you want. Mustard? Yeah, you got it. Look, I gotta go. You come on in whenever you want. I'll take care of you.
So, how'd you feel when Denise treated you that way?
Like I done something wrong. She doesn't care about me as long as I'm behind her in second chair. But when I do better than her, she hates me. We're supposed to be a team, and it's all a competition.
You said you prayed? About what?
That God would give her cavities in her teeth and holes in her socks.
Oh, Ashley.
No, I mean, I'm trying to pray. I don't know. And then there's Duncan. I can never get up the nerve to talk to him.
Well,
Mom, just don't tell Bryce or anyone, okay?
Don't worry. It's safe with me.
Mom, what did you like about Sam when you first met him?
His eyes and his smile were the first things I noticed. He really seemed to care a lot about us, about you two.
Yeah.
I have regrets. You know I wasn't a Christian then, and it's important to find someone who believes. But I sense something about his heart. He's a good man.
And you're still praying? Still hoping he'll...
I pray every day. For Sam, for Lee, and I trust God will work.
Any tips with Duncan?
Just be yourself, kiddo. If Duncan is smart, he'll notice you. He'll see what's in there. What a good heart you have. Like helping Mrs. Watson.
Yeah, that. Do you think us getting involved is silly?
Silly? No, I'm glad you're trying to help. I don't want you in any danger. That's all.
We'll be careful.
Thanks, honey. Could you go ahead and get the silverware out for us, please?
Okay.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mrs. Watson. Yep, here he is. Oh, okay. Bryce, it's for you.
Hello?
Oh, Bryce, I went to Johnny's Pawn in Delhi. They didn't have my brooch or jewelry.
Oh, no. I thought it was a solid lead.
It's okay. They did have a tasty turkey and ham sub. I sure needed it. Johnny said he never buys anything stolen. I believe him. Have you had one of his sandwiches?
No, I haven't.
Well, I was going to try the ham and cheese.
Mrs. Watson, don't worry. I'm going to keep digging, and I want to get your things back.
Well, thank you, Bryce. You sure are sweet. Say hello to your family for me.
Okay, I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What was that about?
Mrs. Watson went to the pawn shop. Mm-hmm. They didn't have her stuff.
Did she think it was there?
Yeah, I kind of told her I thought it was.
Bryce, how could you do that? You got her hopes up.
I didn't do it to hurt her.
Ugh. Hey there.
Hey, Sam. How was your flight?
Pretty smooth, the way I like it. And I have a possible job opportunity for you two.
A job?
For both of us?
Yep. A guy I flew today has a herd of alpacas.
I've seen them. Like little llamas. Long necks, big eyes.
Right. So this guy and his family are going away for a week, right as school's over. I told him how good you are with animals, and he said he'd like to hire you.
Whoa!
Where does he live?
Behind the mountain. You could ride your ATVs through the BLM, if your mother's okay with that.
What do we have to do?
Well, feed them and make sure they're okay. He has a dog that protects them from bears and coyotes and mountain lions.
Sam!
What? They're not fierce coyotes and mountain lions. They're playful.
How much will they pay?
Aha! The entrepreneur rises. Well, you'll have to negotiate with him. What do you think? You interested?
I'm in.
I'm so in, I'm already there.
Are you ready?
I'm sorry, it's my music. Send me your page tape.
Who would have done something like that?
It's me.
Denise, see me after the concert. You too, Ashley. Ladies, what happened? You know the importance of our concerts, yet you jeopardized the entire performance.
I didn't have anything to do with that.
Mr. Scarberry...
We'll deal with this later. Your families are waiting. Good night, ladies.
I told you to be careful, Timberline.
So, you want to tell me what happened?
It's a long story.
I heard Denise's dad say something about talking with the director.
You didn't do anything wrong, Ashley.
No, but it feels so bad to have somebody against me. I made the whole performance stink.
That wasn't your fault.
Dylan, your face is covered.
I heard you play your flute.
Yeah, that was me after I found my music. I don't even want to be in first chair if it's going to be like this.
You're doing great. I was proud of how you handled the situation.
Yeah, you played through it. That's a good lesson.
Ugh. Come on, finish your milkshake and why don't you and Bryce rent a movie tonight?
Yeah. Seriously?
I think you've earned it.
Let's go before she changes her mind.
Dylan, really? Mom, he needs a napkin.
Yum.
Honey.
Go to the new releases.
Okay.
I've been wanting to see that one.
Hey, Ashley. You happy now? Glad you got us in trouble?
You got yourself in trouble. Then you lied to your parents about it.
Well, what's the matter? Can't your sister talk for herself?
You can't stand it when someone does better than you. You had to ruin the performance. For all of us.
Ashley, you're pathetic. And your brother couldn't keep time if Scarberry gave him a watch.
Oh, good one, Denise. You've wounded me for life.
Better be careful during field day, Ashley. Awful things can happen, you know.
So, Toby, you ready for this?
I'm not too good at games.
Yeah, I hear ya. Sometimes I like to stay away from the water balloons and the softball game.
Okay, line up for the egg toss. First toss will go on my whistle.
How long you been playing the drums?
I took lessons from a neighbor for a couple of years until I got pretty good. My drum set's in my room.
Nice.
So, what does your dad use a scanner for?
He listens for bad road conditions. You know, snow, ice, and stuff. Plus, he gets a kick out of hearing all the police calls.
Did he buy it new?
Nah, at the pawn shop. He traded some baseball cards for it.
Baseball cards? He have a big collection?
Huge. He uses the cards every few months to trade for something he really needs. Last month, he traded a card signed by Hank Aaron for a new set of tires.
What? A Hank Aaron card for tires? That's my definition of a tragedy.
Ooh. My definition of a tragedy is what just happened to your sister.
Whoa, Ashley. You're supposed to catch the eggs, not be a backstop.
Not funny, Bryce.
I saw what happened. Denise threw it overhand at you.
Denise wasn't even my partner.
Aw. Too bad you ruined your shirt, Ashley. You should really work on your egg catch.
So, how was field day?
It was okay.
Whose shirt is that, Ashley?
It's Haley's.
Had a little egg toss problem. I wouldn't probe.
Ah.
Why can't they have field day on the last day of school?
Well, I have news. The robbers are still at work.
Oh.
Yeah, here, take a look.
A Red Rock woman returned from a short vacation to find several valuable items missing from her jewelry box. There were no signs of forced entry, and the woman said no one else had a key to her house.
Same MO as with Mrs. Watson.
If we can figure out how they're getting in, we can figure out who it is.
And if we do that, maybe we can find Mrs. Watson's stuff.
Well, after school is over next week, you'll have all summer to work on it.
Oh, that feels like a lifetime away.
Sounds like Ashley's got a lot on her mind. And with someone like Denise in her life, that's understandable. I mean, between the band concert and that egg toss, I'd say that she's dealing with a real enemy. And something tells me we haven't seen the last of Denise. You know, dealing with conflict is not easy or fun, that's for sure. But if you're a Christian, it might be helpful to remember Jesus had his share of enemies too, and he dealt with them perfectly. You know, it's kind of cool. He was talking with his disciples in the Bible in John chapter 15, and he's telling them how the world is going to kind of, well, hate them. But then Jesus tells them he's going to send them an advocate. Now, an advocate is someone who's in your corner. Someone who's got your back. And this someone is the Holy Spirit, God Himself, living inside you. And remember, if God is for you, who can ever be against you? I hope that Ashley can remember that next time she's faced with conflict like she was today. Well, thanks for checking out Red Rock. Today's episode, Wild Rescue Part 1, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. It was adapted by Chris Fabry and directed by Steve O'Dell, with post-production by Glenn West and Todd Bastide, with music by John Campbell. The executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. Come back to find out what happens next on Red Rock Mysteries right here.